a school that canceled its homecoming semi-formal in response to a sexually suggestive dance craze, has scheduled a new dance. But as VPR's Susan Keyes reports, twerking will not be tolerated at Bennington's Mount Anthony Union High School.
Twerking has been around long enough to make it into online versions of Britain's Oxford Dictionary. It's defined as dancing in a sexually provocative manner, involving thrusting hip movements and a low squatting stance. Officials at Mount Anthony Union High School had watched with growing concern for a couple of years as the dance craze grew.
Everybody get up.
Then, at the MTV Music Awards in 2013, pop star Miley Cyrus twerked graphically before an audience of 10 million people. Mount Anthony Union principal Sue McGuire believes it marked a turning point at her school.
When she did that publicly, we seemed to see a little more over the edge dancing. They crossed the line after that, in our opinion.
Administrators shared their concerns with the Student Senate last year, but nothing changed. McGuire says she and her colleagues talked and worried about it all summer.
And we said we got to do what's right, because by that time we had had girls share with us that they felt uncomfortable, and even one of them felt uncomfortable. It's not okay. And it wasn't always consensual. Males would come up behind them, and they didn't even know who they were, what was happening.
Petitions were drawn up. During the first week of school, McGuire wrote a letter to the Bennington Banner explaining the situation. The story was picked up by the national media, and McGuire was deluged with requests for interviews. A headline in Billboard read, "Miley Cyrus blamed for canceled high school dance."
I've heard from several saying, "Thanks for letting us know. I had no idea. I hope my daughter wasn't doing that."
Jesse Kuzmicki, the MAU senior class president, says twerking hadn't bothered her. It's something that's happening all over the country, she says.
It's kind of just the way we've been exposed to dancing, I think, and that's how we know how to. I guess we were kind of desensitized to the nature of the dancing, but with the cancellation, it kind of caused everyone to take a step back and really think about it a little bit, saying,
Kuzmicki learned that other schools have taken similar steps in response to highly sexualized dancing. At Stowe High School, all dances except the prom have been suspended because of twerking. Kuzmicki says students were upset by the cancellation at Mount Anthony Union High School, but not so much because they wanted to dance a certain way.
It was really just the cancellation of a really fun social event that everyone was really looking forward to.
So Kuzmicki and some other student leaders worked out a compromise with school administrators. They asked their classmates for ideas. Kuzmicki says most of those will be incorporated into the new dance, scheduled for November.
And so it just showed collaboration on both sides.
Students who attend the dance will sign a contract that includes a dress code, a student suggestion, Kuzmicki says. There'll be DJs who'll take requests, but stick to music that's less conducive to the kind of dancing that's now banned. Tables and chairs will also be added so that students who want to can get off the dance floor. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.